You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, the coronavirus has pushed South African e-commerce forward many years in just a couple of months. A recent study by Nielsen South Africa revealed an increase in online shopping during the pandemic, showing that 37% of South Africans now say they shop more online than ever before. And you just have to see how some businesses, and I look at Checkers and their 60-60 offering, are really trying to get ahead of the curve and roll these things out at warp speed. Craig Bellingham, founder of Studio Kermac, joins us now. Good evening, Craig. Studio Kermac, which is Kermac Design's new tech-driven creative agency. You're based in Milnerton in Cape Town. Just firstly, when and why did you decide to launch Studio Kermac?
Well, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity, and hello to your listeners. Studio Kermac was born out of a business that I've had for 12 years. And in about 2017, 2018, I went to a trade show in Dusseldorf. And I realized then that my business had to evolve and evolve quickly because it was going digital. And I wanted to try and find technology that would obviously best suit my studio and for the kind of clients we worked. And I came across technology called StyleSheets. That's a Dutch-based brand and a Polish brand called OrbitView. And what this technology does and has allowed for our company, it actually fast-tracks our ability to do e-commerce photography, videography, and create great digital content. So it's certainly been a fantastic offering that we've obviously brought on board for our clients, and it certainly has helped our clients and new clients drive their e-commerce photography in a way that previously they couldn't have done it in the traditional ways of the way clients have done it in the past, if that makes sense.
It's radical, certainly is. I was on your website earlier today, Craig, and the photography, the stylistic element is, let's say, streets ahead of what we see on most websites, which still look comfortable in their 2005 regalia. Now, how is COVID-19?
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, we're talking about technology, and sometimes it just doesn't work for you. Craig Bellingham of Studio Kermac still on the line. Craig, I lost you as I was just extolling the virtues of that stylistic photography software that you brought into the country. It is phenomenal, but from your vantage point, just quickly, how are you seeing COVID-19 speed up this digital transformation in South African retail?
Well, I think it's kind of obvious to me, but and your listeners would obviously attest to this. What's happened? We don't want to go to retail. We don't want to go to restaurants. We're more comfortable at home, or with looking after ourselves, looking after our family. And that means that our shopping habits are going to change. Online has become the way to shop online. And obviously, as people become more comfortable with the technology, the more they will actually use it. So I think, you know, they're saying that that by 2022, 2% of online sales would actually be analysts forecast that it would take up until 2022 before online reached 2% of total retail sales. That will happen in 2020. So COVID, as a result, has actually brought forward e-commerce in this country by at least 2 years, if not more. And I think, obviously, once people become comfortable with the platforms, they will use it more and more going forward as well.
Now, I think it's intuitive. It makes sense because we're going online. We've been forced to go online in ways that people were probably afraid of in the past. It's going to accelerate that. Just we've got 30 seconds, Craig. What's one of the most important considerations for a small business hasn't been really focusing on going online? What's one of the most important considerations before venturing into virtual retail?
Understand the market. Do some great research, and both internationally and locally, and understand that you aren't alone. You know, for example, if you have concerns about how you're going to deliver stuff, partner with companies like Uber Eats, or Mr. Delivery, whatever it is, and find ways to get your products online, your business online, and you will see the benefits short and long term. Because long term, if you're not online with your business and selling things, you're kind of dead in the water.
Craig Bellingham, founder of Studio Kermac, with The Bottom Line.